Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate March 10th. Orion's Belt is one of the easiest star patterns to recognize. It's a line of three moderately bright stars with a slight dip at the left end. For most of the United States, it's about halfway up the southern sky as darkness falls at this time of year. Not surprisingly, this lineup of stars has played a big role in the sky lore and mythology of many cultures. In China, for example, the belt formed one of the 28 lunar mansions, the Chinese constellations. Perhaps the most famous bit of mythology comes from ancient Egypt. There, the stars were associated with Osiris, the god of the underworld. They were considered his eternal resting place. By the time the pyramids of Giza were built, the pharaoh was considered a god as well. When he died, he joined with Osiris in this same group of stars. In fact, the first and largest pyramid at Giza, built by the pharaoh Khufu, appears to align with those stars. A shaft from the pyramid's main chamber aims toward the location of Orion's Belt at the time of construction, 4,500 years ago. The shaft might have been a sort of pathway to heaven for the dead king, a way for him to unite with Osiris in the afterlife. Some have even suggested that the pyramids were laid out in a way that mirrors the belt, although most experts disagree. Regardless of that alignment, though, there's little doubt that the god Osiris was linked to the stars of Orion's Belt. We'll have more about the belt tomorrow. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.